we have the three GPs from Kansas State on this one. The history of our own Department of Agronomy at Kansas State closely parallels that of the American Society of Agronomy. So I'm going to spend a few slides just talking about our own history before we get into the presidents of the ASA that came from Kansas State. So last year, 2006, we had our centennial celebration. And there we go. Prior to the Department of Agronomy becoming that, we were the Bluemont College, established in 1858 in Manhattan, Kansas. And then, of course, the Morrill Act, 1863, we became the land-grant university, Kansas State Agricultural College. And in preparing for the centennial last year, I went through some of the history of the department and found a lot of interesting things, like most of the early work on crops and soils was done in the chemical department, and particularly this person named Kedzie did some work on characterization of Kansas soils. No evidence that he published that, but there was evidence that he got funding to do that. 1887, the Hatch Act established the Kansas Agricultural Experiment Station. And from the period of 1888 to 1905, again, we haven't formed the Department of Agronomy yet, agronomic research was conducted in a number of departments, the botany, agriculture, farm, and chemical departments. 67 publications were produced, and I looked through those, and nothing on soils, really, mostly on crop science and weed science. And the very first publication to come out of the newly formed KAES was the Shelton's experience with cultivated grasses and clovers in Kansas. Now, prior to the formation of the department, there was a lot of discussion about soils. Apparently, it went all the way up to the Kansas Board of Regents, and they voted that soil physics be conducted, be carried out in the farm department, and that soil chemistry be carried out in the chemical department. And J.T. Willard, who is a namesake for one of our large buildings on campus, was the head of the chemical department, conducted works on crop and soils for quite some time. And in fact, if you go through the history, there wasn't a complete transition or transfer of soils research to the agronomy department until the mid to late 1940s. And that's with one of our department heads began hiring some soil scientists into the chemical department, or into the agronomy department, and then some of the last people doing soils research into the 40s eventually retired. And if you look through Soil Science Society of America proceedings, you can actually find chemistry department people publishing in that journal into the 1940s. H.H. King is one of the individuals. So our department was created on July 17, 1906, moved by Regent Nichols that the name of the agriculture department be changed to agronomy, and the motion passed. The first bulletin to come out of our department was The Study of Corn, a very general title that you could apply to a lot of things, by V.M. Shoesmith. So the first five department heads in our unit were president of ASA at one point or another, the first one being Albert Tenike, and he was head of the department, actually was head of the agriculture department when it became agronomy until 1910. There's a picture of him there on the left side. And our first home, it called Agriculture Hall at that time. That building is still used on campus, by the way. Albert was born in Wisconsin, received a bachelor's degree at the University of Wisconsin, a master's degree at Colorado State College in 1897, short time in North Dakota, and then came to Kansas State Agricultural College in 1902 and was the head of the agriculture department. And then again, as we transitioned to agronomy, he retained that position until 1910. When he first started, we only had two faculty members, one in crops and one in soils. One of his claims to fame was he greatly enhanced the connections with farmers in Kansas. He conducted these farmer institutes to promote improved practices, and he purchased our first experiment field, one that we still use. Here's a picture of him in 1907. It says crop variety display in Chicago. President of ASA in 1910, resigned from the university in 1912, spent a short time at Iowa State College, and then became an agricultural agent in Winnebago County, Illinois. I assume that's where they make the motorhomes, but I'm not sure. I worked for a while in private industry and eventually retired as a farmer back in Wisconsin. So I had a very long and distinguished career, almost 50 years, which was quite from the time he received his master's degree until retiring as a farmer was almost 50 years, which was quite an accomplishment back then. I went through and looked at the presidential addresses for the people that I'm going to discuss this morning. His was entitled The Affiliation of American Agricultural Societies. And here he was arguing that we needed the American Society of Agronomy, and apparently he had been opposed to this idea. And his primary reason for opposing it was that there were so many societies, both at the state and national level, that one could, as he put it, spend all of your time traveling to meetings, which sounds very familiar now. And this quote, taken from his speech, we need the American Society of Agronomy. It is very important that each worker should meet and become acquainted with the workers, other workers in his line. A conversation, a discussion, his mind is quickened and his knowledge increased. This is not the age of monks and hermits. So even back then, they were talking about being connected. Truth is revealed by association with fellow workers as well as by diligent individual study and research. So we can thank him, I guess, for the fact that we're here today conversing with one another. Second head was William Jardine, head of the Department of Agronomy from 1910 to 1913. He was born in Idaho, received some education in Utah, worked for USDA for a little while, and came to agronomy and increased the number of faculty. Remember, Teaneck only had two people. Encouraged faculty to obtain their advanced degrees, which at that time was often just a master's degree. He went on to become the dean and director of our College of Ag and our Kansas Agricultural Experiment Station until 1918, president of ASA in 1917. He actually became president of the university after that for 6 years, became the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for 4 years, and then the U.S. Ambassador to Egypt, and ended his career being president of the University of Wichita, which is the precursor to present-day Wichita State University. So very distinguished career in, for Jardine. We have a complex of buildings called the Jardine Married Student Housing. They're undergoing renovation. This is the one of the new cornerstone buildings in that complex, still called Jardine. So namesake for some very nice real estate on our campus. He talked about the agronomists of the future, interesting comments. He had two main themes in his speech. One was that the college-educated person was not well received by the farmers because they were viewed as lacking practical experience. Okay, and this quote, true statements are accepted by farmers as a matter of course, while the faulty one, is too often remembered and regarded as the index to the practical intelligence of the college man. And he argues strongly that we need to bring students into the profession that basically come from agriculture and have some knowledge of the practices so that they can relate to farmers. And of course, as the land grant mission, that was very important. Now, the second theme in his address related to the World War I. He says the world's difficulties will not all pass with the ending of the war. The making of two blades of grass to grow where but one grew before must be accomplished if a hungry world is to be fed at a cost small enough to allow a safe margin for the attainment of happiness. This is the agronomist's problem. This is the agronomist's opportunity. And if you happen to listen to Dr. Borlaug's talk last night, still a very relevant idea here. Third head of our department that was a president of ASA was Leland Call. He was head from 1913 to 1925. Born in Ohio, BS and MS degrees at Ohio State University. I guess they weren't calling it the Ohio State University at that time yet. Came to Kansas State in 1907. First improved wheat variety was released. Of course, Kansas being the wheat state, that was a hallmark event. Established quite a few of our off-campus experiment fields, president of ASA in 1922, and also went on to become dean and director of the College of Ag and the Experiment Station for a 20-year stretch. We do have a building on campus named after him, Call Hall, known for the ice cream shop. So if you get Call Hall ice cream, that's supposed to be the best in town, and I would agree with that. Increasing the efficiency of agronomic research was the title of his talk, and he was arguing two things. One was that we needed to specialize, and this quote captures that. The entire field of either crops or soils is far too large for anyone engaged in research. The breeding of any one crop plant, such as cotton, wheat, or corn, will furnish a sufficiently large for any investigator who is well trained in genetics. Okay? At the same time, he was arguing that we didn't want to restrict ourselves too much, and he specifically states that we should, at the bachelor's level, provide a very broad education and then narrow it down at the graduate level. And here he's talking about the danger of developing the so-called single-track mind can be avoided by taking time to investigate and to become interested in the work of others. Time spent for this purpose not only will broaden our vision and help us maintain a correct understanding of the importance of our own work, but may give us new ideas that will open up new lines of attack on our own problems. So again, very much the bachelor's level did not want to see too much specialization. Fourth department head was Ray Throckmorton. He was the head of the department for 21 years, 1925 to 1946. So he crosses over that period where we formed the Soil Science Society of America. He was born in Pennsylvania, a BS degree from Pennsylvania State College and his master's degree from Kansas State. Came to Kansas in 1911, joined our faculty in 1911. Further developed the off-campus experiment fields. He was the head during the Depression and the Dust Bowl, president of ASA in 1934, and then went on to extend his career as dean and director of the College of Ag and the Kansas Ag Experiment Station. Tom will have a good correlation here to your talk and talking about the height of the Dust Bowl here when we talk about his presidential address. Our current home in Throckmorton Plant Sciences Center is named after Ray Throckmorton. It's a beautiful building with a nice greenhouse complex right off the back of the building. It's really a great place to work. He's talking about, in his presidential address, the responsibility of agronomists. And what he's arguing at this time is that we've been too successful at increasing our productivity. And note, 1934 is the first of the peak of the Dust Bowl, and I think he must have written this before he realized the magnitude of that problem. And I'd also note at this time that living in Kansas, which we were very much part of the Dust Bowl, if you look back at our meteorological records, you look at record high temperatures, many of them are in 1936 and 1935 and 1937. Which was the peak of the Dust Bowl, when it was very, very hot in Kansas. We talk about global warming, but we're not yet breaking those records that we set in 1936, at least not very often. Here he says it had been said rather frequently during the last 3 or 4 years that the agronomists have taken their task of making two blades of grass grow where one grew before too seriously, and actually made 3 and even 4 blades grow where one grew before. I noted on Tom's graph that the period coming up to 1934, there was ample moisture. So that was no doubt contributed to these comments that Ray Throckmorton was making. But he goes on to say, as a result of this training, the science has advanced rapidly and has had a tremendous influence on the economic and social life of the nation. That it will continue to have an equal or greater influence cannot be doubted. So here he's saying that despite the productivity, we still need to be examining our agricultural productivity and keeping the science bearing on that problem. Okay, the last head was actually out of the time frame that Tom had given us, but he's the person, Harold Myers, that actually finished the transition of soils into agronomy. He was the head from 1946 until 1952. He hired some of our well-known scientists such as Olson and Roscoe Ellis, those that really brought soils into the Department of Agronomy. He was a native Kansan, got his bachelor's degree in agronomy at Kansas State, but then master's in Illinois, PhD in Missouri, came in 1929, was an advisor to the U.S. Department of State for a few years. He was there when we began to offer PhD degrees, and again, increase in number of faculty was primarily bringing in the soils people, the new soils people that were replacing the people in chemistry that were no longer doing soil science in the chemistry department. And he was the person who really got our soil testing programs going, first at the county level and then eventually a state lab. Ray Olson is the faculty member who was in charge of a lot of that. He actually was president of SSSA in 1950 and president of ASA in 1953. went on to become assistant dean of agriculture and associate director of the experiment station, and finished his career as dean of agriculture in the University of Arizona. So with that, I'll just summarize and say the first five ASA presidents from Kansas State University, if you follow their tenure as department heads, it was the first five department heads, spanning from 1906 all the way to 1953, so almost 50 years, but it's been more than 50 years since we've had an ASA president from Kansas State from any discipline, so I wonder who is next from our esteemed institution. So with that, I'll